朋友们大家好，欢迎来到今天的可可英语虽然英语口语频道，很高兴又与您通过网络见面了。在春天的时候呢，人难免就会犯困，整天哈欠连连，无论何时何地都恨不得倒地就睡。今天呢，我们就来盘点一下那些跟睡觉有关的英语表达以及口语说法吧。那么首先来看第一个 Number one, I sleep in every weekend and wake up around noon. 周末我通常会睡个懒觉，到中午才起来。那么在这句话当中 sleep in 它表示的意思呢是睡过头的，迟起床的。 I sleep in every weekend and wake up around noon. Number two, I want to catch wind before the guests arrive. 我想在客人到达之前先小眯一会儿。那么在这句话当中 wink 它表示的意思呢是眨眼、使眼色或者是闪烁。那么在这句话当中它的意思呢就是 catch a wink, 小眯一会儿、小睡一会儿。I want to catch a wink before the guests arrive. Number three, a postprandial snooze sets the brain up for learning. 午餐之后打个小盹会让头脑更清醒，学习更高效。那么这句话当中 snooze 就是小睡一会儿，打个小盹。 A postprandial snooze sets the brain up for learning. Number four, I'll meet you at the moviesRight after I take a little catch nap. 我先打个盹儿，再到电影院和你碰面。 I'll meet you at the movies right after I take a little catch nap. 那么这句话当中 catch nap 表示的意思呢就是瞌睡。那么同样它还有另外一个意思呢就是假寐的意思。 I'll meet you at the movies right after I take a little catch nap. Number five, I was so tiredI could have slept around the clock. 我太累了，我能睡整整一天。那么这句话当中 around the clock 表示的意思呢是夜以继日的，连续一整天。那么 slept around the clock 表示的意思呢是睡一整天。 I was so tired, I could have slept around the clock. Number 6, let's hitch the sack. We have to get an early start in the morning.我们睡吧，早上还得早起呢。那么这句话当中 hitch the sack 或者是 hitch the hay 它表示的意思呢就是睡觉了。 Number 7, I'm such a heavy sleeper that the explosion didn't wake me. 我睡得很死，连爆炸声都没有把我吵醒。 I'm such a heavy sleeper that the explosion didn't wake me. 那么这句话当中 a heavy sleeper表示的意思呢就是睡觉比较沉比较死的人。 Number 8, I'm a very light sleeper. 我很容易醒。 I'm a very light sleeper. Number 9, everyone in our family sleeps like a log, so no one heard the sounder's thumb in the middle of the night. 家人睡得都很沉，没人听到半夜的打雷声。 Everyone in our family sleeps like a log, so no one heard the thunderstorm in the middle of the night. Number 10, some students often doze off in class. 有些学生经常在课堂上瞌睡。 Some students often doze off in class. 好了，我们在今天的节目当中呢，就给大家介绍了一些与睡觉、瞌睡有关的一些英语表达。好了，我们今天的节目呢到此就要结束了，我们下期节目再会，拜拜。